Gabe Yaman's with us, Power Mizzou. He's been on this show many times in the past. Matter of fact, Gabe, you have saved this show many times with just pure Missouri drama. You know that, right?
Well, I'm glad to be there for you, Bill.
I mean, Missouri never fails to supply you with drama, right? All your years of covering this.
Yeah, we've seen some stuff here. There's no question about that.
And it's not just one sport either. I mean, they're diverse, right?
Oh, yeah. They keep themselves in the headlines, and sometimes it's really weird stuff. You know, it's not just, like, on-the-field stuff. It's craziness around this beat. I had a friend one time tell me if aliens land on Earth, it's probably happening on campus here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, so many things go through my head when you mention that. But let me ask you this. What has the fans most in a frenzy right now? Barry Odom talking about poaching or the actual NCAA postseason probation news?
Oh, no, it's the NCAA stuff. I mean, this has actually done what hasn't been done at Missouri for years, and that is put everybody on the same page fighting against the same thing. You know, Missouri's a fan base that, and it's a pretty diverse state. There's a lot of different kind of areas to this state, and this is not a fan base that's ever really been unified. I always joke that Missouri fans like to insult their own team before other fans can do it. You know, but now finally, this has brought everybody in Missouri, from, you know, politicians to university leaders to coaches to fans, like, everybody's on the same page behind this. Oh my God, what did the NCAA just do to us? And it doesn't make sense. And let's get angry and fight back.
Was that ruling, the postseason ban for football, softball, and baseball, was that a shock or was that expected?
Oh, no, it was completely stunning. I mean, I woke up that morning and saw that there was going to be a decision, and frankly, I'd forgotten the case was going on because that's how long NCAA things take. But I thought this is going to be, you know, kind of, hey, Missouri's disciplined the guys who were involved. Appreciate that. Let's move on. Maybe vacate some wins, things like that. And Jim Stark has said that. He said, we thought we might get probation, maybe have to give up some wins, but anything beyond that, we did not see coming at all.
Now, who was the person, because I saw some of her tweets, that was the supposed tutor here?
Yeah, her name is Yolanda Kumar, and boy, you want to talk about somebody could write a book. I told somebody from Missouri, and this has been going on so long. This has been going on probably 3 years. But I told somebody from Missouri at one point during this, every time she tweets, you guys should save that and send it to the NCAA. Like, it makes you look better. She would get on some of these tweet storms that were just, like, legitimately, you kind of wonder what's going on there.
Right.
And this is the star witness. I mean, this is one of the problems Missouri has with its punishment. The star witness here just got a 10-year show cause from the NCAA, and that's the person that you're basing Missouri's punishment on. And again, Missouri didn't say that she didn't cheat for some people. She did. But they're just saying she kind of did it on her own. And the can of worms that opens up is, what would prevent you, if this goes through, what would prevent you from, you know, having your kid or your kid's friend that goes to school somewhere you hate, like, he can go be a tutor at that school. And, you know, I mean, there has to be some accountability for, did the school know? And once they found out, did they correct it as soon as they could, which by all indications, Missouri did.
Gabe Yaman, and the site is powermizzou.com. So Barry Odom talking, says, now I've got to re-recruit my senior class, and we're getting poached. And he said the main culprit is Tennessee. I'm thinking maybe Tennessee's mad because they didn't offer Emmanuel Hall. They didn't offer Paul Adams. They didn't offer, who's the punter that played at my high school here?
Corey Fatone.
Yeah, Corey Fatone. I couldn't even think of his name, and I watched him play all those years. So the Vols are in there poaching, huh?
Yeah, well,
I wrote last week, there have been four SEC schools, at Mississippi State, Auburn, Tennessee, and I don't know, the fourth one's slipping my mind right now, but Texas A&M. Four SEC schools have called to check on Missouri seniors, which basically the situation now is anybody, because they're banned from the postseason, anybody that has 1 year of eligibility is free to transfer. Like, they can go wherever. And all that has to happen is the other school has to tell Missouri's compliance office, we want to talk to this kid. Then they talk to him, and if he wants to leave, he can leave. So they're basically free agents. So those four SEC schools have called. There have been some non-SEC schools, too. And I was told there was one school that actually submitted, hey, we want to talk to every senior on the roster, like all the walk-ons and everything. But that was not an SEC school. So it wasn't Tennessee. And as far as Odom's comments, you know, I'm actually going to take Tennessee's side here. Jeremy Pruitt's not doing anything wrong. He's not breaking a rule. The NCAA says he can do this. If the situation was reversed and there was a guy on Tennessee's roster that Barry Odom thought could help him win football games, if he doesn't try to call that kid, then he's not doing his job. I have no problem with what Jeremy Pruitt's doing. I think what Barry Odom's doing is probably exaggerating to rile up his fan base and keep Missouri fans behind this team and behind this issue. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that either. But what Odom said to Dennis Dodd, frankly, I thought it came off kind of I didn't like it. I didn't really see the point in going there.
Is Barry Odom in any trouble? Any trouble with the administration?
No, no. I mean, he won 8 games last year. He all this stuff, I actually think this NCAA stuff may long-term benefit Barry Odom, because this didn't happen when he was the coach. This happened before he took over. And so I think what you could get is now a situation where, okay, they do whatever they're going to do in 2019. You know, I would probably pick them to be somewhere around 9-3 right now. I could see a game worse. Some people will pick them to be a game better. But they're going to do what they're going to do and play in a bowl game or not, whatever the NCAA says. But then 2020 is going to be kind of the interesting year that Kelly Bryant's gone. They're going to lose some guys. So if you take a step back that year now, if I'm Barry Odom, let's say Missouri goes out and goes 5-7 in 2020. I'm going to the administration going, you can't blame me for that. I had all these recruiting restrictions. I couldn't play in a bowl game. We were on probation. What do you want me to do? Like, this isn't my fault. You know, I think it could buy him an extra year in the long run.
How's basketball going?
It's going. Right. I mean, you know, they're a team that the ceiling would be somehow to find a way to 5 or 6 more wins and play in the NIT. But it's just kind of a season. You know, second year in a row that he lost his best player 2 weeks before the season, and at that point, it was kind of see what you can smoke and mirror together.
Does the fan base like Kodzo Martin?
Oh, they do. Yeah, I mean, he's still in that honeymoon period, and I think that's going to last another year or two. And let me give you some career advice here, Bill. If you ever take a new job, make sure that the guy that had that job before you was the worst guy that had ever had that job.
Right.
Because that's what Kodzo did here. He took over for the worst guy that's ever been the basketball coach here. And so, you just have to be competent, and people are going to think you're great for a couple years.
I'll leave you with this. Kelly Bryant, according to everything I've seen in your tweets and everything else, he's staying. Was there any worry there?
Oh, I think initially, I mean, the very first thing I thought was, wow, Kelly Bryant's going to be gone now, right? But then the more you kind of thought about it, he didn't come here for the bowl game. I mean, look at even the other schools he was looking at. Arkansas, you know, they right. probably aren't playing in a bowl game. Auburn, yeah, they're kind of like Missouri. Like, they're probably going to play in one, but is it going to be like this? It's not going to be the college football playoff, probably. So that wasn't really the reason he came here. So the more I thought about it, you know, it doesn't shock me that he's staying, but I know that within hours of that ruling, Kelly Bryant's people were getting calls, and I would bet those calls have not stopped, even though he says he's staying.
Gabe, I appreciate you, bud.
All right, Bill. Have a good one.